If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Hold. That is the title of many headlines as you take a look of the four stories and updates on the repo rate for today. Staying unchanged from the South African Reserve Bank, the SARB and the MPC essentially deciding that the key rate stays at 8.25%, which means the prime lending rate is, currently still stands at 11.75%. Ultimately, many economists saying that this was not a surprise move, a very quick announcement as well that was made by the Reserve Bank governor, very quick briefing, but of course highlighting many of the familiar themes and concepts that have been raised to the fore. Arthur Kemp from Sanlam Investments, he's the chief economist there. He joins us now for more information to unpack this particular standing. Arthur, good to have you with us and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good evening to the listeners.
Fantastic. I guess first things first, not a surprise move by the South African Reserve Bank, right?
No, very much expected, but as you indicated, a short, powerful message from the governor and gave us quite a few clues as to what to expect going forward. And one of those things is perhaps a shallower interest rate cutting cycle than we would like.
Unpack that for us. To the layman, that probably means that we still have to tighten our belts for a little longer, right?
Yes. Look, I think the key thing here is the bank indicates that it is forward-looking. So it looks at its inflation projection going forward, and that shows, an average of 5.1 this year, but importantly, next year, an average of 4.6, and even more importantly, right bang on the inflation target at 4.5 at the end of next year. So a forward-looking central bank would now start anticipating moving towards cutting interest rates. Inflation has actually been on a downward trajectory since July 2022, when it was 7.8, so it's already a lot lower. But the problem that the bank has is inflation expectations, and the governor made this very clear. The analysts in the financial community are not too far off the SARB's projections, but the governor indicated that although inflation expectations for business and labor have been moderating and coming down, they remain in the upper end of the inflation target range or above in the upper half of the inflation target range. And so The problem that with that is that you sit in a world where you can have shocks from any, we've seen that over the last number of years. And two of those could be an unexpected food price shock or an exchange rate shock. And so the issue is if inflation expectations are too high to begin with, then shocks like that could actually increase those inflation expectations again. And that feeds back into wage demands. It feeds back into production costs, and so then your medium-term inflation outlook is not as favorable anymore. Mm-hmm. And the governor made an interesting comment on that. And he said that, inflation expectations in part can, they are influenced by the more recent prints. And if we look at inflation, it's gone up from 4.7% in July last year, been very choppy up and down, but is now at 5.6. Expected a decline going forward, but the governor and the committee must also take that into account.
Definitely. And maybe let's expand a lot further within understanding some of those drivers of potential inflation running away with us. As we well aware, there's a lot of global and macroeconomic factors that also contribute to this, the weakness in the currency. And given that it's really been a difficult year to tell as to where we're moving, looking at the moves of central banks across the globe, does this, I guess, further encourage the MPC to just hold off for a while and trade a lot more cautiously in their interest rate cutting approach?
I think that's an important point. Again, the governor did talk about the Federal Reserve, U.S. Federal Reserve, in his comments. He did say, importantly, we don't follow the Fed, but we watch the Fed. And what we've had recently in the U.S., like here, is recent inflation prints have been a bit more sticky. Like here, also services inflation doing the damage there. And so you're sort of suddenly expectations for the extent and timing of U.S. interest rate cuts is open to question. So even there, yes, interest rates coming down, but now sort of expected maybe only from perhaps June onwards, and also then less interest rate cuts than perhaps previously anticipated. But why that's important is because the Fed sets the tone for global financial conditions, and we all benchmark of U.S. risk-free interest rates. So to that extent that those interest rates then feed through into the global economy, they feed through to market currencies, And we've seen that the last couple of years. This interest rate hiking cycle in the Fed has produced it's not the only thing, but it's been one of the key issues producing a weaker rand. And we're a small open economy, so a weak exchange rate high prices quite quickly. Definitely. And so, yeah, it would be very helpful when the Fed does start cutting, I think. It would hopefully, all else equal, take some pressure off our currency.
Yeah.
And if it does that, then, it confirms that inflation should be heading lower, or at least is one of the factors that would help confirm inflation heading lower over the medium term, which then, hopefully would give the SARB that scope to also start cutting second half this year.
100%. Maybe not following the Fed, but we also need to pay attention to what the Swiss are doing. But as has been mentioned, a very different conundrum that they've been sitting in, as they don't have very hot inflation levels within that economy. But an interesting point that you have highlighted, Arthur, typically we tend to focus on the consumer aspect, and we will in just a moment. But I'm also intrigued to understand what this means for our fixed income space. Ultimately, this impacts our yields and our capacity to basically raise foreign borrowings. What are we seeing in that dynamic here?
I think it's important if you look forward. Let's just start with the repo rate. So the quarterly projection model of the Reserve Bank, which is just a guide, it doesn't mean that the bank will follow it, but it shows the repo rate sort of down sort of to 7.72 at the end of this year from 8.25 at present, and 7.37 at the end of next year. So that's what we mean by a shallow interest rate cutting cycle. So that's 50 basis points this year, 25 basis points next year, maybe a little bit more, but in sort of that sort of range. And what that does is it leaves the real repo rate, if you take inflation end of next year being around 4.5, and the real repo rate, according to the quarterly projection model, if it's 7.37 as a guide, that's not too far from 3% real short-term interest rate. And that's a significantly high real interest rate for short-term rates, but what it also partially probably reflects is that in recent years, our fiscal policy has not been on a sustainable path. Debt has been rising, and that's been feeding through into sovereign debt rating downgrades, and those sovereign debt rating downgrades also go hand in hand with a weaker currency and higher real interest rates generally across the economy. And so we've seen this upward drift in real interest rates, and that, as you indicate, does make it expensive for the government to borrow. And that's why, for example, to some extent it was helpful that we could tap into or going to tap into JAFECRA to help alleviate that, where we use that balance on the SARB's balance sheet to, instead of issuing new debt, but to help fund current spending. And importantly, we're not going to use that to fund additional spending over and above what we would have done. But that shows you that there's funding pressure. And so you're quite right. And also in a global environment, though, if the US does start cutting interest rates, hopefully it depends, obviously, how far it does cut interest rates. But just as we had global financial conditions tighten on the way up for the US Federal Reserve target rate, hopefully on the way down with the US Federal Reserve target rate, we'll see easier global financial conditions and maybe some increased capital flows to emerging markets, which would help to an extent. But nonetheless, clearly, we are in a space where we have significant high real interest rates in South Africa. And yes, it's expensive to borrow.
Definitely. Arthur, we'll leave it there for today, but always intriguing hearing your thoughts. And I guess, a year full of learnings for us. Just a few years ago, or last year, it was all about inflation, high interest rates. This year, we anticipated a lot more cutting. And as you've mentioned, it's a much more shallow approach that we are taking to our approach of cutting interest rates. But the world of economics always remains interesting. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Gugu.
Fantastic. That is Arthur Kemp, Chief Economist at Sanlam Investments, helping us unpack the repo rate decision that was taken by the MPC of the South African Reserve Bank, essentially deciding to keep interest rates unchanged. And as we've heard, very cautious, trading very cautiously as we approach some of the concerns around inflation. We do want to share just a few voice notes that we've also had from industry leaders. And as you've heard with Arthur, we've really focused on understanding where monetary policy is, how international central banks play a role if at all, that we're just watching them, but also understanding what this means for our fixed income space. And that remains critical for South Africa to have borrowings. But there's also borrowings on a smaller scale that influence you and I on a day-to-day basis. So if you happen to own a property, we decided to reach out to the CEO of Better Bond, which is a bond origination company, typically helps us as South Africans be able to compete when it comes to interest rates with the various banks. And Brad Bendel had this to say about the interest rate announcement.
While we all hoped that the drop in inflation expectations for the next 2 years would be enough to prompt a cut in interest rates this month, homeowners will have to hold out a bit longer for some financial relief. The Reserve Bank is taking a cautious approach to interest rates, which is not unexpected given that we are in an election period where rand volatility could be a challenge. We anticipate rate cuts towards the second half of the year. The next repo rate announcement is in May, a day after the general elections.
Well, that was the voice of Brad Bendel, as we heard, the CEO of Better Bond, helping us understand what the interest rate remaining unchanged means for our pockets and, most importantly, property investment. This time we're going to hear from someone who also helps with being a money coach and facilitator, Hayley Perry, who is from One Life's About Truth podcast and feature in terms of education, also shared some perspective that you and I need to bear in mind as consumers when it comes to managing our finances adequately.
What this means for consumers is, unfortunately, there is going to be no relief just yet for any of your interest repayments that you're currently making on your debt. So to give you an example of what this means, when interest rates were at a low during COVID, when they were sitting at around 7%, you would have been paying 7,750 rand per month on a 1 million rand home loan. But now that the prime interest rate is sitting at 11.75%, you would be looking at paying 10,837 rand per month on that same home loan. So we're talking about a difference of an extra 3,087 rand in this particular example. And obviously, if you've got home loans, credit cards, car repayment loans, any form of credit that you're paying back, these high interest rates are going to continue to hurt your bank account and your wallet.
Hayley, that's not what we want to hear. But I guess it's a very realistic perspective in terms of the bond payment comparisons and even your vehicle payment comparisons. And I must tell you, I've also been intrigued, as I do follow on X, a number of South Africans who have been very open and descriptive about the increased cost of the debt servicing repayments that they have to make, not only on their property, but also vehicles. Occasionally, there's a number of individuals who comment to say, hold on, guys, I took out this vehicle financing. I'm not too sure I want to pay off a car for 7, 9 years at an interest rate of 19%. And this just highlights how expensive things have become because of where we are in terms of the economy. And unfortunately, in as much as we want to just put it in the hands of the MPC and say cut interest rates to make our lives easier, we need to bear in mind that when it comes to the intricacies of economics, that there will be unforeseen consequences on that end, right? Where even the rate of unemployment and joblessness would sharply increase, because then wage inflation would also increase and businesses might not even be able to afford that effectively. And when businesses can't afford staff, what do? Cut. And that's not what we want, especially in an economy that's developing like ours. So do share your thoughts with us. That was a reflection of the outcomes, the impact of the interest rates remaining unchanged in South Africa. Good news, if you ask me, because it just keeps things stable for a while and helps us understand that we are monitoring inflation very cautiously. However, as we've heard from our guests, likely looking at interest rate cuts towards the latter part of this year. So for now, keep your belts tight, be cautious with your spending, manage your debt adequately, and if you need help, do so and reach out for it.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.